biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices. Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Oh, it's the end of the year. Often there's a people look back over the year and
the births, deaths, and
marriages. People who work there, good on them. That'd be a fun place to work.
No, it'd be an awful place to work.
Oh, I'd be
interested. They'd be so busy.
Yeah, but think about, one, I reckon it's better to be busy at work than not busy. And two, you constantly be seeing people's names, like, or baby names, and then you'd be doing a bit of ancestry.com on the side. I'd love it.
Do you reckon if you named your baby like a real weird name and then when you walk out, they all go, what about that baby?
Oh, without doubt, someone at their computer goes, oh, guys, come and look at this. Look what they've named their kid.
Brenda.
We've
got a Brenda here.
The top baby names for 2019 in Australia have been revealed. Ooh. If you're wondering, if you've had a baby or you're maybe about to have a baby and you want to know what names have made the top. For boys, which we've just had two baby girls, Fev, so this won't, we don't qualify for this. Yeah. But boys, you're in at number one, Oliver.
Oliver.
Very popular, name. Ollie. Oh, it is, it's a gorgeous
Ollie.
Name.
Ollie, yeah.
Number two, Noah. I really like Noah too. Yeah. I like one and two there. Number three, Leo. Now, our executive producer would be offended because they've just dropped the N off his name, Leon.
Leon,
nowhere on the list.
Yeah, no, Leon is a more dated name.
This is a list you probably. I don't want my kids to be on a list like this. The names.
Well, this is the, isn't it interesting, Fev? Because you either want your kids to have one of these names or you don't.
No,
there's not. No one's ever usually in the between.
No way. I'd say for the girls, I don't think Toby would be on there.
Well, I will surprise you. Toby is there.
He is not, is it?
No, Toby is absolutely there. Where did she go?
What ranking?
The only thing that you've got, the saving grace you've got, is it's Toby with a Y is in the girls' names.
Yeah, I'm an I.
But I'm a bit annoyed. Daisy's in there. I didn't want her in there.
Really?
No, she's in at number 60. So. She's the 60th most popular name. I reckon once you're down at 60, it's not that popular, is it?
No.
Trixie's never been in there, which I'm rapt about.
What's the number one girl's name?
Okay, number one, Amelia. Number two, Isla. Isn't it? Now, I remember back when I watched Isla Fisher on Home and Away, when I was a teenager.
I find you.
But I remember going, what is that crackpot name? Doesn't it make sense?
Wow, okay.
Like, no, but I remember thinking that. I don't get it. And now I know lots of Islas and I realise it's such a beautiful name, but it was so rare back when Isla Fisher first came on the scene on Home and Away.
I reckon the number one's a bit rare. Amelia.
Charlotte in at number three.
Charlotte.
Ava. Number five, Olivia. Number six, Mia. Number seven, Leah. Number eight, Willow. Number nine, Sophia. Number 10,
Willow.
Zoe. There we go. Just ran through the top 10.
Fief, what's a good old school women's name, a
Gertrude.
Female name? Yeah, that you wouldn't call your daughter these days. I'm trying
Faye.
Not many Fays.
My name was
Faye. I reckon Gertrude. My mum's mum's Isabella, which is so popular.
Wonderful name.
And I named my daughter's Belle after her.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my dad's mum, Marjorie.
Marjorie.
Yeah, enough Marjorie
baby
these
Marjorie.
Days.
Wouldn't be Margaret. Many Margarets
Marge?
Around. Karen.
Karen.
Too many baby
Where,
Karens.
Where's baby
around?
Karen? Very good point, Fief.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Now, Feb will love this, Fief. Our commitment to replaying content is unparalleled.
we'll get a lot of it tomorrow.
It was a big year. It's been a big year.
Absolutely. And this was, jokes aside, just a really memorable morning. We will never forget it. It was Fifi's single mum's baby shower. And what a journey it was.
Yesterday, Fev offered to put on a baby shower for me.
Yes.
And he was hot on it yesterday, coming up with some great ideas, working hard on it. And I had a long think about it last night. Lately, I've been thinking. I'm very lucky and I'm very fortunate. And I'm in a situation at the moment where I'm not necessarily doing this on my own. I've got a great team around me. But this isn't just about single mums who are pregnant now. This is about single mums who are just doing it tough generally. And I was thinking, if you don't mind, Fev... I would like to share this. Only for a
minute. No matter what she's gone through, she always is there for anybody.
A friend of mine and I started seeing each other and I fell pregnant. He didn't really want a baby at the time.
For a long time, we just thought Olivia was drowning.
Jessie, your mum sounds pretty amazing.
She's brought myself, my sister and my brother up by herself. Sorry. She's done the best job.
You're going to make me cry.
I feel like if anyone deserves a break, it's probably my sister.
I think single mums, often you have to be tough because you've got to be tough for your kids. But, everyone, you know, you should be celebrated and we want to do that. Oh, you mean the world to
me. Well, the morning has finally arrived.
This has blown me away. We are sitting here at Melbourne Arena.
The spoiling has already started. We're looking out there and,
look at
and
all
the mums.
Single mums are turning up.
There we go. Hughesy has just walked into the building.
Pregnant women. Thank you for doing this. The single mums of Melbourne who are all legends. I work away from home so much my wife can really relate to you.
So. Now, I don't want to be alarmist, mums. We have Madison from St Albans here.
Jeez, you look nearly like a Jew.
Well, she's due this coming Tuesday. And guys, contractions have started.
Oh, my God.
Heard the news that Fifi's growing up.
Conrad Sewell, right there. Such a
great time for Alpha Bucks.
Let's get someone from the crowd.
Oh, yeah. I want to change your life. Irania, you could win $10,000.
Oh, God, with the pressure.
I can win this in the car. I want to raise your
spirit. Counting them all up, you got all 10. And you got 10 right.
Joanne from Traralgon. We've got $300 for you to spend at babypresents.com.au. Kim from Narre Warren, you've got a lifetime worth of swimming lessons. Now Zoe's here with her little baby Grayson. Thanks to North Swimming Interiors, they want to spend money on decorating a beautiful nursery for Grayson. Oh.
Thank you very much.
We've got so many single mums in Melbourne and they don't look for thanks and they don't want a pat on the back. So we just wanted you all to feel loved and celebrated today.
That was definitely the highlight of our year. When you listen back to that, Fief, that was unbelievable.
I want more of that stuff.
It's amazing, wasn't it? It was really powerful. Yeah. Just a big shout out to all those mums.
Absolutely.
Replays.
It's just
a great memory of just that was beautiful. Back on the decade.
Would you like to finish the year with just all replays?
Well, the best of the last 4 years. You know.
28 past 7 on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Just a reminder, everybody that gets on air this week gets a free tank of petrol. Just for joining in on the conversation, what have we got with petrol right now? Around about $1.40 per litre on average.
It's expensive.
As high as $1.70 in some parts of Melbourne, so we're trying to help you out at Christmas time with Petrol Palooza right here on The Fox. Thank you for that dancing, Fief. Very good.
I just love that
song.
Having fun. I can't get enough of Petrol Palooza. Okay, this isn't fun, guys. Sorry about this. I'm bringing the tone down. If you are not happy in your relationship, I have bad news for you. You're going to have to stick it out.
Really?
You've essentially got 24 hours to end your relationship if you're having thoughts about doing it, or else you're stuck till after New Year's. Because it's official, it's come out today, apparently that Friday, tomorrow, is the last acceptable day to end a relationship before Christmas.
Ooh, right.
So
gives them a couple of weeks to recover before Christmas, or is it amazing stuff.
I didn't know this. Did you? This is fascinating, Fev. December is apparently the time of the year that sees the most relationships end.
Don't want to buy presents, is it? Other people's families and.
Well, do you know what, Fev? I reckon yes, all of the above, and maybe also. December can be a time of reflection. You know, the new year's coming. You sort of look back on the year and you go, gosh, that went quickly. What did I achieve? Nothing. Am I happy? No.
And it's the start of summer. You get to go out more. You drink more. You get to meet more people. Because a lot of relationships are pretty strong in the winter because you don't do anything.
You're right, and you put up with more. But at the end of the year, you go, no, I've got the chance of a clean slate next year.
I've got the chance to get my life in order.
Right. And as Fev said, I've got time to go to Christmas parties and pick up other people, I think is where you were heading.
That's why it's in December, I would assume.
Well,
Not many people are breaking up June and July.
Well, I agree.
You're keeping each other warm, aren't you? I mean, that's that whole winter, someone to cuddle up to when it's cold.
Yeah, but okay, now 131060, if you are considering a breakup and you'd like us to help you maybe right now, because you've got 24 hours, maybe just make your breakup official now.
Oh. On air?
Or, yeah.
That's savage.
Is it?
Well, yeah. What they call and say,
this is me being.
You're done, John. We're finished.
I'm being like the Marie Kondo. Come on, zing zing, ching ching. If it's got the, if it's lost that. What does she say? Zing.
Joy.
Ching.
It gives you joy.
Joy. If it's not giving you joy, you need to get out. And we're giving you permission to do that, but you've got to do it before tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, or maybe you've just been let go and you need to be consoled. So we can do both. We can either help you work through a breakup.
Okay.
Or if you've been dumped and you need a little cuddle, we'll give you a little sort of on-air cuddle.
If you do get dumped.
It's not a physical cuddle.
If you do get dumped, Boxy, we get you on air and you get a free tank of petrol.
Well, you're right, actually.
So we can make reward. No, if you call up and dump someone, we can't give them a free tank of petrol.
No, you're right. So I'm workshopping this on the fly.
Okay.
Maybe this is more retrospectively. Do you believe this stat? Do you think that December is the breakup month?
Okay.
Is this when you've broken up?
Oh,
is this
like
when
it.
You've been dumped and hurt? Let's reward people who have been dumped with petrol.
That's
with tanks of petrol. I like that.
13, 10, 60. We're more comfortable with that.
Yeah, I'm not giving petrol to someone who's about to dump someone before Christmas.
13, 10, 60 is our number. We will take your calls next on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, apparently, according to, I don't know who, but a survey, a study, everybody's decided, a group have all come together and said that tomorrow, Friday, is the last day you can break up from a relationship before Christmas. So apparently that would not be good mojo, karma, juju if you broke up with somebody after tomorrow.
Right, juju.
Because it's a lovely time of year. You don't want to hurt someone or break someone's heart before Christmas. Then I really stupidly said, maybe call us and get it over and done with before tomorrow. We'll help you rip the Band-Aid off.
Right.
But then you reminded me, Byron.
Yes.
Yeah, because then we're basically giving free tanks of petrol to people who are about to break someone's heart. And it doesn't feel right.
Doesn't feel right.
So then I said, maybe call us if you have been broken up with in December and you've been heartbroken. And then we'll give those people.
Well,
I want to give them petrol.
It sort of goes in line with breaking up with someone, because when your tank is empty, it's like a heart being empty, and then we fill it back up.
Oh,
and then
beautiful.
It's nice link. Really nice link.
Bev, that is beautiful. That's why we want to help fill people's tanks who have been hurt. Jessica from Narre Warren. Hi, Jess.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, Jess. How are you going? Have you been dumped in the festive season?
I had been, yeah. I'm a lot better now, but at the time, New Year's... not New Year's, Christmas Eve. So,
no.
Yeah.
Well, how did the breakup happen? What was said?
Well, pretty much just went over to his house before we were spending Christmas with my family, and he just said, you know, I don't really want to do this anymore. Didn't really give much more to it. And then about a month later, we spoke, and it was because he was going to Europe that summer with his mates. So,
He almost should have said that on Christmas Eve. Like, that's a better reason to break up.
Better. Yeah.
Did you get him a present?
I did, but I didn't give it to him.
You got a tank of petrol.
Yeah, let's fill your tank, Jess. Oh, that felt good. That felt good. Sarah from Pakenham.
I still think she's quite upset.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Sarah. Sarah, have you been heartbroken during the festive season?
A couple of years ago, I had my partner break up with me literally today.
You
broke up today?
Is it a Facebook memory?
Today.
The memories are flashing up on you. Yeah.
he said to me that he wanted to do something else, and then I said, okay. So I actually figured out in the end what was going on. I worked out why he did not done it. Just because he wanted a period of time before Christmas, because he didn't want me to meet his family.
Yeah, so we thought that might be it.
It's
sort of like, Sarah, this time, if you've been dating somebody, it's about to get serious, because you either get invited to meet the family and that means you're in, or you don't get asked and you realise you're not actually being taken that seriously. Oh, tricky time. Well, Sarah, let's fill your tank with petrol. That's our gift to you.
Just something about it. I mean, it's a wonderful prize. It just doesn't quite feel right.
It's hardly a Hallmark card, is it?
It's about to feel even worse. Now, Fev likes this idea. I don't think, and it's not her real name, Fief, but I don't think Kelly from Frankston should be on air at the moment.
Kelly?
It was Fief's idea.
Welcome to the show, Kelly.
It's
now,
Christmas time.
Am I right in thinking, based on what Byron said, you want to break up with somebody at Christmas time?
Well, I am considering it. I don't want to be that mean person at Christmas time, but sometimes you just get put in that situation, and I don't know really what else to do.
Well, no, this is good, Kel. Let's work this through with you. Well, let's just see. Maybe can you wait till after Christmas? Like, what are the reasons for wanting the breakup? Just the loss of love?
So lately, we've been together 5 years. He's just been a bit distant, not really wanting to go out and do things with me.
Oh, no.
But he'll go out with the boys and make the most of his time with
them. Cut him loose.
The boys. Oh. Mate, I think he'll
wake about the boys.
No, Kel, I think this is a wonderful thing for you to do. You need to, he's not filling your love tank. He's not making you feel like a priority. You deserve better. Next year's a clean slate. Get rid of him.
Geez, you turned real quick.
Well, no, because if he was madly in love with Kelly and he would end up heartbroken, it doesn't sound like he's that invested. So I think Kelly deserves better. And I think now's the perfect time to do it. In actual fact, let's fill your petrol tank,
too. This did not feel right at all. Okay. Merry Christmas. 101.9 The Fox.
One of my favourites, Fev, Jason Momoa.
Oh, yes.
I've never seen Aquaman, but that's what he's probably most famous for now. He's the original Khal Drogo for me from Game of Thrones, that big Dothraki.
He's a
big man.
Okay.
Sorry, he's just amazing.
Obviously, been a while.
He's a big man.
Okay. He's just wonderful.
All right.
Yeah, he's got himself into trouble. But I like this. He's fallen on his sword and he's accepted that he was in the wrong. So Chris Pratt, other fellow Hollywood star. I think he's Captain America, isn't he, Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
Anyone? No.
It's another Chris, I think.
Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Star-Lord.
There we go. Chris Pratt. He's uploaded a photo of himself. Oh, no, he's the funny guy who was married to Anna Faris.
Yeah.
From Parks and Recreation. Yeah, they split Chris
up.
Pratt.
All right. They had a big split up.
So anyway, he's married to Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter now.
Okay, let's not get sidetracked. Let's stay on the swings,
please. And Arnie's married to his nanny.
Here we go.
Stay focused.
Okay. Chris Pratt, Hollywood star, taking a photo of himself in his gym attire, doing a workout and holding a water bottle. Now, it's a plastic water bottle.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa wrote this on his message on his Instagram feed. Bro, I love you, but WTF on the water bottle. No single-use plastic. Come on, man.
Shame.
So he's called. Oh, gosh, yes. Where's How Dare You, too?
More than happy to provide that.
How dare you?
So anyway, apparently everyone's just gone defended Chris Pratt because you know what that's called in this day and age, and it's something it's going to happen more and more. It's called environmental shaming.
Yep.
So anyway, Jason Momoa realised that he'd maybe been a bit unfair, so he wrote back, sorry, dude, I'm very passionate about this single-use plastic epidemic, but my family love you, my kids love you. So he's done that. Oh, gosh, I think I was a bit hard on Chris. But this is the thing about environmental shaming. It is an actual thing. Now, 131060, we're going to get you to call in and share your stories or examples of when you've been environmentally shamed. And what's not fair about it is sometimes you can't help it. Like yesterday, this is a great example. I was doing a bit of shopping and I was with Daisy. Now, anyone who's got a baby and you've got a window to shop. So she was starting to fall asleep. I popped her in the car, raced over to the shopping centre. Went into a big shop. I won't name them.
You got her out of the car?
I got her out of the car. I remember that bit.
Yeah.
Popped her in the pram and I had a window where I was racing around. Anyway, I got to the counter. I found a counter, by the way.
Well done. Too many self-service checkouts.
Can we all just agree?
Stay on the swings.
Got myself to the checkout. And the guy, and he was a young guy. You know, he would have been 20-ish, 22. Okay.
Yeah.
He looked at me. Now, I had my arms full, pram, baby started to crack it, and he looked at me and he said, have you got bags? Do you need a bag? And I went, oh, yes, I do. The judgy look I got because I needed a plastic bag.
How dare you?
Yeah. And I ended up doing, Fev, and I've done this before, I go, oh, no, look, I raced out the door and I didn't think I'd buy this much. And you stand there feeling like you've got to apologise
when don't really apologize.
I'm just a busy mum and I need a plastic bag and I promise I don't do this all the time.
You're destroying the planet.
No, well, don't make them.
Environmental.
If they're there to be had, have them. I use them. And you know what I do? I take them home and I reuse them. I put all the plastic bottles, wine bottles.
Chicken carcasses.
And I chuck it all in and I put it in the blue bin. So it's recycling.
Well done.
I don't put them in a rubbish bin.
Hero.
You actually use them in, and then put them in the recycling bin. So you're very good at recycling.
Good.
I love it. 131060, environmental shaming. Can I have Greta once more?
Yep, I'll just quickly find it.
How dare you?
131060, if you've been environmentally shamed, we will reward you with free petrol, which again feels weird. 13, because it's you're contributing to the detriment of the planet, and we will give you some petrol. It is the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we're talking environmentally shaming people. This can happen. It just happened to Hollywood star Chris Pratt. Jason Momoa, Aquaman, jumped on his Insta feed and said, "Well, dude, what's with the single-use bottle?"
Well, dude.
How dare you?
But what's not fair about environmental shaming is you never know the context with which someone's doing something. Like yesterday, as I said, I went shopping, I had baby, I had lots of gifts, I hadn't thought it through, I didn't have enough shopping bags and I needed to buy them. And I got the judgy sort of sigh and exasperated look from the checkout assistant,
right,
because I clearly wasn't being environmentally friendly. But
there's a place I go boxy when I go shopping, yeah, and instead of getting the bags, I get a box.
Yeah, I have a place like that too.
Big massive box, and it gets all the. It's actually quite handy when you think about it, because it's not all the plastic bags filled with your goodies. It's a big massive box. It's got everything in it. Then you just fold the box up and put it in the recycling bin.
So in some ways, Fief, shame on you for not being a hero like Fev. I mean,
it's disgusting.
It just depends where you go. Like at Coles and Woolworths, you should be shamed yourself.
Well, it does, and it just depends. Like, I think we're all trying our best. That's what I'd like to think. So I'd like the environmentally judgy people to just dial it back a few notches. Yeah,
sure.
Just give us a little bit of breathing room. Now we've got Julia from Caulfield. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Julia, have you been environmentally judged?
Oh my goodness, yes. I sent my daughter's yogurt pouches in their lunchbox, and went with my school daughter. I got a letter back saying, "Please don't send pouches, they're not good for the environment."
Oh wow.
Oh, and lunchboxes are so hard anyway.
They are hard.
Oh, Julia. Look, my heart goes out to you. I think you were fine, but I think Greta has something to say to you.
How dare you?
Oh, Julia, that's harsh, isn't it?
It is, like, it is
what
harsh.
What are you supposed to put the yogurt in?
Yeah, I know, how exactly. How would you eat yogurt?
No, very good point. Please consider a hybrid vehicle, but we are going to give you some free petrol for Julia Fief.
How long this did you have that zinger waiting for? Been working on that for a bit.
Sarah in Ocean's Grove. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Sarah. Talk us through being environmentally shamed.
Oh, I'm similar to you, Fief. I went with my little boy, so a one-year-old, to do the groceries, which is always a little bit hit and miss, but got the entire grocery shop done and all loaded onto the conveyor belt and said to the girl behind the checkout, I don't have any bags with me. Can I just grab the 15-cent ones? And she looked at me and kind of rolled her eyes and said, "Well, we've run out, so what other options do you have?" And so the entire grocery shop had to be loaded back into my trolley. I paid for it to take individual items out to the car.
Sarah.
I filled my boot up with the individual shop.
That is shocking. And how's her? What are your options? It's your shop.
I know.
Very fair point. Well, thank you.
What's wrong with me? But everyone gets angry now. Can we go back to friendly shopping? Like, don't get angry at us for occasionally not being environmentally conscious. We're trying.
Free tank of petrol. Thank you, Sarah.
Now, is it Carolina?
Hello, Fifi, it is Carolina, and I need to environmentally shame Fev. I'm sorry.
Oh dear, Fev, what have you done? Oh,
shame away.
Fev, you can't put your bottles and all your recycling into the plastic bag and then into the recycling bin. That's not how you do it.
How dare you?
What do you do with it?
The plastic bags go into soft plastic. Oh. You get all your soft plastic, you bring it to Coles or Woolies and put it into the... to the red bin there, and then they recycle all the soft plastic. Oh,
bye-bye.
I don't know who gets to take a petrol in this case.
Who's got bloody time to go back to Coles after you've shopped and dump everything back to them? No. Blue bin. That's what it's for. You've got two bins. You've got a green bin and a blue bin. Oh, you've got three bins. There's one for grass as well.
I've got another bag, and all my plastic goes into my plastic bag, and then that bag goes to Coles, and I drop it off into the bin. at home.
That's how it's done.
I think that Carolee, have all your kids moved out of home?
No, I have four at home.
Well, have we got the time to do
just
this?
Like you. I know.
I'll take your advice. Okay, I might you. Do
this
that.
This isn't environmental shaming. This is environmental biffo. I love it.
No, I'll take her up on her advice and I'll do it. I'll dump it at Coles.
Soft plastic.
I'll take my dirty nappies and stuff there too.
Those
Never went
did she get free tank of petrol? Woo!
Copped a lecture?
I did. But I took it.
It's the Fox. No, well done. 101.9
The Fox. An unexpected career move from Snoop Dogg. He is releasing.
Did not think that would come out of your mouth. Snoop Dogg.
I love Snoop Dogg. He's releasing a lullaby album.
Wow.
He's going to adapt his greatest hits for babies. So Drop It Like It's Hot. We'll be Drop It Like It's Hot, Drop It Like It's Hot.
Are you okay?
Have you been chuffing? What are you doing?
I think she's on some of that stuff that Snoop likes.
But that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, no, it will. Well, we've actually got some of the recordings, Fief, rather than your versions of it. Like Gin and Juice is a popular banger. Laid back. A bit like boxing. This is the lullaby. This is the lullaby version of Gin and Juice. Laid back.
I mean, it is. It's really chilled. Mm. But see, I don't think that's so much a lullaby. I'd expect that when I walk into a day spa. Like it's more
an
elevator.
Okay.
Yeah, an elevator.
Have you got any other examples? Well, or do you want me to go back to mine?
No, thank you. Drake. We all love Drake, right?
Yeah, has he made lullabies?
Yeah, Hotline Bling, the lullaby version.
Is this a joke?
Yeah.
Can I just make...
It does make it quite sleepy.
Well, it does a bit, but the point I'd like to make to these big musicians, just putting your music to a xylophone doesn't make it a lullaby.
Right.
All you're doing is just doing it's just an instrumental version of your song on a on a xylophone, okay, isn't it?
We'll accept 100%. The feedback.
I was quite happy with mine.
Well, were you actually happy with your recording that you put out?
It was far more a lullaby. Yeah, thanks, Fev.
Oh, your lullaby. No, I'm talking about the actual record that you put out, because some celebrities shouldn't release music, right? So at least Snoop's has a career. Okay, he's branched into lullabies. Fifi Box put out her own Christmas single.
Did she?
With Jimmy Giggle. And,
yes.
It was
awful. He was a king of Moomba.
Jimmy Giggle.
Hey, Jimmy.
Oh,
do you love Christmas? I love Christmas so much. Oh, cool. Do you love singing? I love singing. I'm not very good at it, though. Oh, don't be silly, Fifi. It's easy. I'll help you. Hey, let's go dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. Let's do it.
Does she sing?
Yeah, no, it gets worse.
Where's my singing? Dashing through the snow. So much fun. One-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go.
Laughing all the way. Do you want me to? Do you want
keep going? Yeah. Oh, what fun it is to ride
in a one horse open sleigh. All right, Jimmy. Dashing through the snow. Dashing. Ooh, it's chilly. Here we go. Laughing all the way. Making spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Woo!
I was really just his cheerleader.
I would want to have been a big check.
Oh, that was fantastic, Jimmy.
That was delicious. How dare you?
Off to get that out for Daisy. 101.9 The Fox. Now, yesterday, Fev, we were lucky enough to sit down and have a chat with Channing Tatum.
Yes. Great human.
He's a great guy. He's really lovely, down to earth, a lot of fun. But as is the case with a lot of Hollywood stars when they visit Australia, you often go to meet them, so he couldn't make it to the studio. Fev and I had to go to the Western Hotel. We rocked up. There was a room where we were about to meet Channing. So he was at an event and he was going to come in. Now, I need to point out, we turned up with our babies because not everybody has babysitters on hand all the time.
Sure.
So, and my wife and other daughter, my eldest daughter, were in the actual function that he was performing at.
They were watching the male strippers.
Yes, they were watching the strippers while I had the baby.
Yes. So we've walked in and we've got, not only have we got our prams and I've got Trixie, I've also, because it was Toby's birthday last week, I had my birthday gift for Toby, which happened to need to go into a big box. Yes. So it was a ridiculously large box.
Sure.
Anyway, we're in there. Channing is about to be brought in. Now, what happens at these things, a behind the scenes peek behind the curtains, is there are a lot of PR people who get themselves in a tiz. They flap around and they all carry on. And the truth is, at the end of the day, Channing's just a human being.
Yep,
he's fine.
My favourite was Bruce Boxy. Whose presents are these? Who brought the gifts?
They've started to crack it. What are these presents doing here?
What are these?
They're just gifts.
They're just gifts.
Can they be moved? Then suddenly a woman is wheeling our prams out. Our prams are being sent out. Daisy started to cry. Now, fair enough, she'll have to be removed. And she was removed from the room. My daughter
gets... She was escorted out.
She was escorted out. Channing's about to come. Toby was on the floor and she was just sitting there. So I got down on all fours and I'm trying to play with Toby. The next minute I'm being told, get up, get off the floor, Channing's coming in.
Well, it's sounding more like a nursery now. I mean, this is getting a bit ridiculous.
Fifi walked into the door and producer Leon said, Fifi, get off the floor. Channing's just walked through the door.
But it is quite funny. Like everybody, they're just humans.
Okay.
People get really funny about movie stars. Anyway, my favourite part about all this, so Channing's agent or his minder and the PR people were all like, oh, protect the, you know, special Channing. And Channing was actually a cool guy.
Sure.
So when we were leaving, Trixie was so unimpressed by Channing in the interview, she fell asleep. So she's literally fallen asleep on the couch. I've had to couldn't wake her up. I'm forcibly picking her up and all. I've got Daisy in the other arm. I'm sort of dragging her out of the room. Now, Channing Tatum, such a lovely guy. He can see this all happening from the other room because there were glass doors. Mm. He's looking over going, what's happening? He's come out of the room he was in, opened the door. Is she okay? Like looking down at Trixie going, is she okay? I'm going, Trixie, look up at the nice man and say hi. Trixie, look who it is. It's Channing. That's Channing Tatum. Trixie gave him nothing.
Right.
Didn't open her eyes. Didn't look. She was like a rag doll. I mean, it was slightly embarrassing. But anyway, everyone that was in the area said, oh, gosh, Trixie's going to kick herself one day. Like one day she'll be watching a Channing Tatum movie, Magic Mike.
Sure.
And I'll go, sweetheart, that man went out of his way to come and help you and say how you are, and you gave him donuts.
Absolute donuts.
Nothing.
But then you can show the footage of my 19-year-old daughter who was also passed out on the ground.
I know. Because well, that's right.
So hot.
101.9 The Fox.
Wow. This week, and it's only Thursday, we've got another day tomorrow. Fifi, Evan, Byron. Now, the Secret Santa, this is something that officers like to do. Kris Kringle is the other term for it.
Yes.
Traditionally, how do they work, Fifi? Because I feel like this team hasn't got it right.
Okay, what happens is you all get, you basically pull a name out of a hat.
Yep.
And everybody has somebody within the work team to buy a gift for. But it's usually supposed to be anonymous. We've ended up telling everybody who we've got.
First mistake.
And then we put in some rules. Byron doesn't like these rules, but we decided because we have there's the on-air team and the off-air team. And if you really think about this, the three of us, sure, it might be a high-pressure job and we're having to use our brains to think about how to speak every morning at this time.
Thank you.
I just tried to give some sort of credit for something. But the truth is the backbone of our team is sitting outside the studio at the moment. Our producers who work tirelessly on this show.
I thought I was the backbone of the... No.
They give of themselves. They make us shine. And we decided, Fev and I, that they only had to buy a $25 gift for us.
Right.
But ours was unlimited.
Unlimited
we would get them a nice a gift that they were worthy of.
Stupid idea. Yeah.
And I helped out for yesterday because... She's obviously in a leafy area in the thing. So I've got
doing the show from home.
I have trouble getting out of the house.
Yeah, I've got something for Casey for her, plus whatever
I've got arranged something for Casey, but because I've had to do a voucher style, I know Casey will understand, Fev also got me something
got
that she
nice
can physically
present.
Hold.
To Casey. Casey gets two presents.
Yeah, which is nice.
Well, that's stupid.
And our on-air team also thought that we'd get our producers a nice gift from all of us.
Well, that's in addition. So
Kris
Kringle is really... Okay, Byron. Kris Kringle's just a bonus.
Yeah.
We always give them a gift at the end of the year to show our appreciation. Okay. The three of us decided to put in a cash amount.
Yes.
And without making things really awkward for everybody listening, Fev and I willingly agreed on a generous cash amount.
Yes,
too generous.
Byron thought it was too generous.
It was too generous.
So he's halved that and only paid half.
Well,
and he's the only one that hasn't paid yet because I brought them yesterday.
I got your wife's BSB.
And you have not put it in yet.
I will make the transfer.
And it's fair to say that someone else is an on-air person, which is James Lake, didn't put in either because he's actually on air.
Yeah, he's not supporting.
Oh, so you've decided James isn't on air.
Well, he is on air.
He's on air talent.
He's on air talent. He didn't even put in for the gift.
Where are the on air people? We all get the credit. James Lake gets the credit.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Where's the cash?
Yeah.
Okay, no, fair point. Just quickly, though, the other flaw in your Secret Santa.
Yeah.
So you've said it's unlimited for the person that you're giving a gift to.
Yes.
So what about the poor support person that doesn't get you or Fief? They just get a crappy gift. Is that how it works? So it's just your luck if you got Fee or Fev.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That's just so dumb.
No, the point is, if you get a gift, you should be grateful.
Dumb.
Some people out there don't get gifts.
Okay.
Just be
Charlotte,
grateful.
Charlotte in digital, can we just quickly check? She does all of our... She is a hard-working digital member of our staff. Who did you get?
Who's getting your gift?
James Lake got me.
Right.
And what is...
Darcy got me and I got James Lake.
So she doesn't get any... She's just going to get a $25 crap gift, whereas someone else is going to get showered in gifts.
And she's been away for 6 months.
Also,
so she's been on a holiday. That was a gift.
But Byron, remember, we've also pulled in to give Charlotte a generous gift on top of the Christmas Kringle.
She's already got the generous gift.
That you know, haven't.
Do you know who the one who does miss out is? Amanda.
Boss, well, no, this is, we love Amanda.
We do, but she's our boss.
She loves our show. She champions our show. She's done so much for us in the time she's been working on this show.
She's even made a speech for this thing. Oh, it's going to be awful.
And,
it's a full speech.
This is an interesting one, isn't it? Because if you buy
a
present...
She's got 3 pages of her speech.
No. But if you buy a present for the boss, it's like you're sucking up.
Yeah,
and then it's a weird one.
No.
Can you keep it tight? Can we 1 page maximum?
That is
surely.
3 pages of what is that?
I'm so looking forward to this.
God,
anyway,
so what's going to happen? And good luck, by the way, if you're doing this in your workplace. Hopefully, yours is more organised than ours is. We're going to do this right now while the free for all is rolling out with Aaron Rich. You'll hear how it all went tomorrow. Who got what? I just want to put on record. This is not a competition for who likes who the most.
No, it's not.
Based on how much your gift is. It's not about that. Okay.
It does show how much you like that person.
I want to make it very clear. It is not about that. All right. Let's go to Aaron Rich.
Let's go.
With the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices, Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.